Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 20th of July, 2014. It's the birthday of the Italian humanist and scholar and poet Francesco Petrarca, better known as Petrarch, born in Arezzo, Italy, in 1304. He wrote epic poems in Latin that he hoped would make him famous, and they did in his day, but the poems that we know of his were the few poems he wrote in Italian, a book of sonnets about a woman named Laura, the canzoniere, or songbook, of 1374. Petrarch's sonnets, which made the sonnet, the 14-line poem, popular. It's the birthday of the novelist Cormac McCarthy, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1933. Had no interest in literature until he was in the Air Force in Alaska, had nothing to do but read. Moved to Texas so that he could write about cowboys and Indians. Wrote a few novels that did not sell well, and then had a chapter of a novel published in Esquire magazine, and that drew a great deal of attention. All the Pretty Horses, which won the National Book Award in 1992. It was on this day, 1869, Mark Twain's Innocents Abroad was published, which established Twain as a serious writer. It was his second book, based on an assignment from a California newspaper which sent him around the world to write travel sketches. Innocents Abroad remained Mark Twain's best-selling book throughout his lifetime. It was on this day in 1875 the largest recorded swarm of locusts in America descended on the Great Plains. It was about 1,800 miles long, 110 miles wide. It went from Canada down to Texas, the Rocky Mountain locust. The total mass of this swarm of locusts was equivalent to the mass of 60 million bison in the West. These swarms would occur about once every 7 to 12 years, emerging from river valleys in the Rockies and moving to the east. It was a cloud in the sky which glinted around the edges where the locust wings caught the light of the sun. The locusts blanketed the ground nearly a foot deep. They ate nearly every living piece of vegetation in their path. Some farmers tried to scare them away by running into the swarm, and they had their clothes eaten right off their bodies. The swarms started to die down in the mid-1880s, and within a few decades, the Rocky Mountain locusts were believed to be extinct. There are two of them now, stored in the Smithsonian in Washington. Here's a poem for today by Robin Chapman, entitled Enough. There is always enough. My old cat of long years, who stayed all the months of his dying, though made sick by food he refused to eat, till long stroked he turned again to accept another piece of dry cat food or spoonful of meat, a little water, another day through which he purred. Small engine, losing heat, I made him nests of pillow and blanket, a curve of body where he curled against my legs, and when the time came, he slipped out a loose door into the cold world whose abundance included the death of his choosing. A poem by Robin Chapman, Enough, from her collection Abundance, published by Cider Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.